smiling at the moon. Never wake before noon. And when the sun it rises, it always rises soon. 'Cause I spend my nights howling at the moon. Yeah, I never get sleep, sleep, sleep. No, but just reach, reach, reach. I can feel it on the ends of my fingers, taste it on the tips of my teeth. So you see why I never get sleep.
Don't can't get no sleep. Don't know why I can't get no sleep. Don't know why.
All right, that's Alan Stone. Here last year for Nightfall, I think, wasn't he?
Yes.
And such a catchy little tune. What's going on with him? Is he doing what people thought he was going to do?
The new album was supposed to already be out. I'm disappointed.
That, yeah.
It was supposed to be out in the spring, and I really thought that would be just the perfect timing, because if anybody was there that night, anybody at Nightfall, how often have you seen the bikers quit talking and staring at their bikes and revving up their engines and actually come listen to the band? You know, that whole outer circle, they don't even know who's playing.
I know it.
And but everybody pressed forward. I mean, this guy had just such energy. And it was on the schedule last year, he was the TBD, and that was because he played Bonnaroo. Mm. And so he just got on just on that other side of the exclusivity thing, but they couldn't announce it until I think it was like just a week before. And nobody really knew that much about it unless they saw him at Bonnaroo, which some of my friends did, and they said, oh, it's going to be so good. And it was, I think by most people's, you know, account, it was, if not the Black Keys, probably the best show they'd ever seen down there.
Really?
And he went on Ellen a few months ago, and I knew he was going to be on, so I actually went home during the afternoon. I have time in the afternoon, and I went home, and she blew off a guest so we could do another song. He has that effect. And, of course, you know he looks so geeky.
Oh, no, that's what I was going to say. I listened to the album, and I had no idea what he looked like. I see a picture of him, like, that can't be the right. That's not the guy, surely. Because there's no picture of him on the sleeve.
Bellyfish white, and the red hair. I mean, obviously,
the big black glasses.
Super Irish, yeah. Goofy glasses. I mean, mismatches everything. Looks like Sean White, the Flying Tomato, and then he opens up that mouth and just boom, you know, there it is. I mean, the most soulful voice.
Stevie Wonder.
And he dances, you know. I mean, he's even got rhythm and everything. So it's just a phenomenal show to see live, and that's just a kind of a shame that there have been, you know, some of the negative, you know, vibe out there about a lack of black acts. Well, make up your mind. We got 22 black acts. We got a lot of soul and neo soul and R&B and funk. Is it the genre? Is it the skin color? What do you want? It's a bad year to be trying to make that argument.
Well, I guess, you know, the bigger you are, the more people are going to take a poker chip. Jeff is here. As always, we're talking about Riverbend. Alan Stone is on tonight, starting at 7:15. And before him will be the Black Cadillacs on the Bud Light stage.
They're good. They're the artist of the day. And they'll be down at Mellow Mushroom. So come on down and just check them out. And all those community outreach shows are good. But I've seen these guys open up for three or four different bands, and they hold their own.
Boston is on the main stage. What do you got to say about that?
Well,
are you a fan?
I am a fan. I'm a fan of what they were able to do. Boston and Foreigner came out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a friend of mine. I was still living in Ohio at the time and came down to the south to where my family lived in Georgia. And we actually swapped Christmas presents. We're family friends and best buddy. And he got me both the new albums. And both of them had the exact same thing on the cover, on the cellophane. They had a sticker that said it was like a cross between Yes and Led Zeppelin. Or the other one might have had it reversed. It's like an amalgamation of Zeppelin and Yes. So they were both seen as progressive rock bands at the time. And Boston had that sound that, you know, Tom Scholz had invented with those massive stacks of amps and the whatever he did, whatever the engineering, that everybody copied, the 70s arena rock style, and that sound is just everybody ripped him off. So it's good stuff. It's that kind of thing. It's aural wallpaper to us.
It's such a great record, you know. It has all those pop hooks in it.
Yeah, well, the first one, every song was a single.
Yeah.
Every song
I believe that.
Was a single.
Listening to it, I still remember hearing it thinking, you know, this guy has figured out how to craft perfect pop music.
So, I mean, I think it's going to be a big night.
I believe it will be.
It's hard not to like them.
Who is Boston these days? It's Tom, I suppose.
Yeah, it's as many as the original members as are alive. Of course, the lead singer, Brad, we lost him last year, but I would challenge most people to tell me who the lead singer is. I mean, everybody's got a front man. And, I mean, when Steve Perry left Journey, you know, everybody said, well, they'll never be the same. You're probably aware of this, but he actually joined them not too long ago, and the crowd clearly wanted the new singer back. His time had passed, you know, so it's kind of a funny thing. I think that the guitar is the sound for this band, and if the guy can approximate it, then he's in.
Fame is fleeting, huh? Boston on the Coca-Cola stage tonight. On the Unum stage, you're starting out with a string trio. You didn't do the symphony this year, did you?
No, actually, it's the second year in a row. We did we've offered some alternatives, maybe smaller versions. By the way, Annie Selleck and that big band we were talking about, that was so much fun. But it's all got to come together. You know, there were a lot of things that used to happen to make that show work, and a lot of those things went away. And if it's right, it's right. I think we all loved the Abbey Road thing, but it was very underattended, possibly because we kept the mystery album thing a mystery until the night of the show. That wasn't supposed to actually work that way. But it was one of the very best nights ever. Symphony, I'm sure it'll come back, but it'll be when it's time.
But you're starting with a string trio, nevertheless. Yep. Is that a gamble for you or not?
We're talking about the Bridget Kibbe Trio. No, I don't think it's a gamble at all. As a matter of fact, I think that there's enough variety out there. People know, they should know that they are going to get their style of music somewhere in there.
Well, that would seem to be the key.
Yeah.
And this year, perhaps more than ever.
Yeah.
You're all over the place, which is great, I think, because that's what a festival should be.
A lot of jazz, but not a big name. Larry Carlton, big name. We didn't have a big crowd. If they seek out jazz, they'll find jazz. And this is one that the Hunter and the String Theory people wanted to do, and you know, that's what we're there for.
And then you're going to follow it with Nikki Hill.
Yeah, cool, man. And that'll be a switch.
That's a 180 degree turn.
That'll be a gear grinder.
Because she did the strut, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Mm. And her and all her tats and all her attitudes. she's amazing.
And then the Family Stone. Now, this is the band without
yes.
Sly. Right?
Yeah. And... let me go ahead and say it. All right, Robert Randolph got out with Buddy Guy. I told y'all that was likely to happen. Don't want to start any rumors. But I just don't think Alan Stone is physically capable of being kept away from that stage if they're up for it. I mean, he obviously came up, you know, listening to the Family Stone. Three Rock and Roll Hall of Famers this year, Family Stone, Bernie Worrell, Buddy Guy. And the lady lead singer is phenomenal. To be honest with you, Sly has it basically in the contract. If he wants to show up, he can. He rarely does. And if he does, he might take the keys for a little bit, and then he'll disappear again. Mm. He's kind of a damaged individual.
That's sad, isn't it? The Volkswagen stage, we have Amber Faults and the Ambivalent Lovers tonight.
They're so good.
They are, aren't they?
They are.
I think we have something queued up by them, don't we, Michael? Let's listen to that.
Compare you to the sea and say the way you make me feel is like a tidal wave of love that you threw onto the shore for all to see.
Thank you.
That's Amber Fultz and the Ambivalent Lovers on the Volkswagen stage tonight at 7:30. So nice to, you know, she started out just trundling around with her guitar and doing the solo thing. She put this band together.
Why won the Road to Nightfall? Why so ambivalent? I mean, this fear of commitment. Get in there, the committed lovers.
They undersell. You know? They are. She is the queen of undersell for sure. she needs Butch is their marketing person.
Yeah,
and then the Von Womp family cavalcade on the credit union, which appears to be an all night deal, right?
Von Womp family cavalcade. That was a placeholder that I made up because we weren't sure what we were going to say, and it stuck. He's calling it something different.
But this is Louis Womp.
It's Lou Womp, and of course Lynn, and he's got Brian Ashley Jones and some other people playing. I mean, it's just going to be a constant, never-ending sort of singer-songwriter jam session. They've got the whole night, and I have a feeling that he'll have some surprises. And I can't remember what it is that he's actually going with. I think he wanted to do Wompalooza, and I just said, no, we're Ooza's out. No oozes and no roos, all right? So that really wasn't supposed to stick, but it did. But you know it's going to be excellent.
You know it.
Now, I picked out a cut from the Family Stone because everybody is familiar with their stuff. I mean, maybe they're one of those bands that some people out there don't recall that they did Everyday People or Thank You for Letting Me Want to Be Myself Again, you know, or whatever, Family Affair. I mean, they don't all sound the Stand. Everybody's a star, but they'll know it when they hear it. Oh, my God, they did that. There's one song on this Greatest Hits compilation by a band called The French Fries. It was a sly side project, and it's a Vietnam-era protest song, but it's done in a very unusual way, and I think it's one of the funniest and funkiest and weirdest things I've ever heard. This was when Sly was beginning to show the effects of some of the experimentation that was going on in the studio and elsewhere. But it really, listen to it and imagine a 60s game show with a guy with a huge lapel and a huge tie jotting out, you know, and getting ready to kiss all the ladies. This is my theme song, my future theme song for when I get a TV show.
So this is, it's between Boston and these guys tonight.
Yeah.
They're on the Unum stage, same time, 9:30 that Boston starts on the Coke stage.
Yep.
Family Stone.
Once upon a sunshine, there were three little pigs.